Assistant Director of Firewise, Rebecca Samulski, is joining me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Austin.
How big of an impact are Montezuma County's funding cuts going to have to Firewise of Southwest Colorado?
It's going to change a little bit the way we do things in 2018 with regards to the tremendous growth Firewise of Southwest Colorado has been able to have in Montezuma County these last few years. And we're going to have to put emphasis in a little other places, but we're going to be okay for continuing services in 2018.
What do you mean by that when you say put emphasis in other places, different places?
Well, when we're not getting funding from the county, that means that we're having to scramble a little bit to fund our Montezuma County coordinator position, which is what that coordinates our volunteer neighborhood ambassadors in Montezuma County. That's what primarily the funding from Montezuma County has gone to over the last 7 years. And in order to keep that person working here in Montezuma County, we have to do things like give her the opportunity to update the website or fulfill some of the requests we've been having from Dolores County and Toyoak to help support their needs for wildfire preparedness education.
Okay. So some people might be wondering why it's worth spending taxpayer money on fire education in the first place. Why is it important for taxpayers to fund what Firewise of Southwest Colorado does?
Well, some people think it's just your personal responsibility to take care of wildfire preparedness in your home, in your lives, and on your property. But there's a lot of context to being able to do that. That's important to be able to create the conditions for a homeowner or a resident to be able to be prepared for wildfire. And that's what Firewise of Southwest Colorado does, is try to create that context and by making sure there are the resources and the support, the incentive programs, the knowledge for homeowners to be able to do that work on their own.
Okay, so when you say context, what do you mean?
Well, we provide the knowledge and put all the information in one place that a homeowner might need in order to make themselves prepared for wildfire. We work with all of the different firefighting agencies and realtors and land developers in order to help them be prepared for better responses to wildfire and to be talking the same language and sharing the same message with landowners, and to be working together on creating more fire-adapted communities. So Firewise is really kind of the hub that pulls all these things together, not just for an individual landowner to be able to go out and cut some trees down around their land, but for us to have a better fire response and preparedness planning as a county as a whole.
So Montezuma County cut the budget, or cut the amount that they were contributing to Firewise from about $14,500 to zero. Is it only the funding cuts that you guys are hurt by, or are there other things that you guys noticed that have been challenging?
Well, the funding cut hurts from the county because that's a really important non-federal match for other federal grant dollars that we've been able to get in the past. So that's pretty difficult to fill back in that funding. But we have known for a while that it's difficult for the county to fund. This is a nonprofit service. In 2010, when they started funding us for over the $20,000 level, for several years, we got almost $30,000 in 2012 from the county. That was a different funding source that the county really couldn't funnel to much else. When they started funding us out of the general fund, it became a little bit more of a challenge every year for them to be able to find that money for us. So we've been getting half of our funding request for the last 4 years, which is what we were written into the draft budget for. When they decided the county commissioners decided at their final budget meeting this year to remove Firewise from the budget, there were some things that were said that just really weren't accurate about our organization. And so we do want to make sure we set the record straight
what
about that.
What were those things?
Well, it was mentioned that it's a personal responsibility, and so therefore, why should we fund Firewise of Southwest Colorado? And I think I've just explained that part well, that we really try to create those conditions for people. Mm-hmm. But it was also mentioned that they felt like they were paying for staff in Durango, and Firewise of Southwest Colorado has all contract positions, and 3 of the 6 part-time contracted people all live and work out of Montezuma County for a 5-county area that we serve. So there's really a significant portion of the people who are doing this work are working here in Montezuma County. Myself, our volunteer Montezuma County coordinator, and our administrative assistant who goes to an office in Durango lives here in Montezuma County.
Are you going to go back to Montezuma County to ask for funding next year?
Definitely. We'll definitely continue to see what they can contribute and make a request next year. But we'll also be looking towards other sources as we can and trying to build up and get our public support for the work that we do in the county. And the county has also been very supportive in other ways with mapping and participating in the Dolores Watershed Resilient Forest Collaborative a whole lot this last year and a half. So we definitely see the county as an important partner, not just for funding.
Rebecca Simulski is Assistant Director for Firewise of Southwest Colorado. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Austin.